We are talking of Prahlad Maharaj's prayer. He was thinking himself unfit for offering prayers to the Lord. But still, because he was requested by the great demigods headed by Lord Brahma and others, he thought that material qualification, namely high parentage, riches, beauty, bodily strength, yogic power, all of them are not qualification for becoming a devotee or qualified to approach the Supreme Personality. Manne dhanabhi jana rupa tapasutauja tija prabhava balapau rasabuddhi yoga. These things I have already explained. Dhana means riches, abhijata means aristocratic family, bala means bodily strength, buddhi, intelligence, paurusha, own power, endeavor, industrious. These are material qualifications. And the yoga, astasiddhi yoga, that is also material. By exercising the body to concentrate the mind, that is also material, because mind is material, subtle form of matter. It is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhumi rapa analo bayu khanga mana buddhi ego. Mind, intelligence, ego, ahankara, iti yang me, buddhi, bhinna prakriti astadha. So, they are subtle form of matter. So, yogic exercise means to control the mind. Dhyanavasthita-tad-gatena manasa. In order to make the mind controlled and fully fixed up on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is required in yoga meditation. Dhyanavasthita, one remains in meditation. What for? Dhyanavasthita tadgata manasa. Just in order to make the mind completely absorbed in Krishna. Dhyanavasthita tadgatina manasa pashyanti. Concentrating the mind upon Krishna, generally Lord Vishnu. Dhyanavasthita tadgatina manasa pashyanti yogi. So they are also material endeavor. They are not spiritual. Because a spiritual life begins when one understands fully that he is not this body. That is the beginning of instruction in the Bhagavad Gita. When Krishna saw that Arjuna was talking on the platform of bodily concept of life, he was not talking seriously with him. Arjuna could understand that Krishna was just talking as friend, not very serious. Therefore, he submitted himself as a student. Shishasteham shadhimang prapanyam. And he chastised him that you have no spiritual knowledge, still you are talking just like a great scholar. Asachyanamichusasthang pragyavadang sabhai. You are talking just like you are very learned. That means one who is, that is animal life. There is no beginning of spiritual life. The spiritual life begins when one understands that he is not this body. That is called Brahma-bhuta. so long one identifies with the body, he is Jiva Bhuta. Jiva Bhuta, Mahabhava. Jayedam Dharjati Jagat. And when one realizes, Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahma. But unfortunately, the Mahabadi philosophers, they take it, Aham Brahmasmi means I am the Supreme Brahma. No. Brahmasmi means I am spirit soul. Spirit soul is Brahma. And the Supreme Brahma is different. Supreme Brahma, Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavitram Paramam Bhava. That is Krishna, Vishnu Tattva. So unfortunately, this Mahavadi philosophers, they accept Brahmasmi means I am the Supreme. We are not the Supreme. We are subordinate. So long this knowledge lacks, one is not completely in knowledge. Krishna says therefore, Bohunam Janmanamante Gyanavan Mang Prabhadat. Amongst the persons who have realized themselves as Brahma, spirit soul, they also, after trying many, many births, that means they are not muktas. There is still bhagha, condition. Bhavanam janmanamante gyanavan. Not ordinary person. Those who are wise. Wise means those who are in the spiritual platform to understand his position as spirit soul, not this body. Such persons, after many, many births, surrenders to Krishna. That is the ultimate knowledge. Bhavanam janmanamante gyanavan mahan prabhadya. Vasudeva, to make it clear more, Vasudeva sarvami. Vasudeva Krishna is the Supreme, is everything. So, yoga, the bodily practice, but if I am not body, then what shall I get by bodily exercise? Bodily exercises can help me little, but that is not spiritual platform. The Shatachakra, Kundalini, these are to the bodily concept. Actually, to tell the truth, those who are too much bodily absorbed, that are this body, for them this yoga practice is recommended. Not for the intelligent man. Because one who identifies himself with this body is not very intelligent. But because such persons are not very intelligent, for them this bodily exercise of yoga, Ashtanga yoga, is recommended. Not for the intelligent person. Intelligent person, they take immediately to the devotional service. Immediately, just as Krishna, Lord Chaitanya begins, immediately spiritual life, and he starts, Sanatana Goswami, Jiver Sarupa Nitya Krishna Dar. This is spiritual life. You, from the very beginning, you take it for granted that I am eternal servant of Krishna. I am not this body. Neither I have anything to do in relationship with this body. Because as soon as I identify with my body, then the family relation, the society relation, the national relation, the country relation, so many things in relationship with the body, we accept as truth. But that is not truth. As soon as the body finishes, everything finishes. That was Prahlad Maharaj says, yoga is also not helpful for approaching the Supreme Personality of God. Manne dhanabhijana rupa tapasitauja teja prabhava balapaurasa buddhi yoga. This is plural number, yoga, all is kind, including. Naradhanahi bhavanti. They are not qualification for worshipping the Supreme Personality of God. No aradhanayo bhavanti. Naradhanayo bhavanti. Parasya pungsa. Parasya pungsa. Pungsa means enjoy. Purush. The Lord is pungsa. The male. The Lord, the Supreme Truth, Absolute, cannot be female. Just like so many other Samavadi philosophers, they think that the Supreme Absolute Truth can be female. No, he can be female, but the real form is Pungsa. Just like Arjuna accepts the Absolute Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavitram, Paramam, Bhava, Purusham, Sasatam. The Lord is Purusha. He is not female. Here also Pungsa. Another meaning of Purusha means enjoy. Just like we have got experience that the male is considered to be the enjoyer and the female is considered to be the enjoyed. Although in this material world, everyone is under illusion. Everyone is thinking that he is enjoyer or she is enjoyer. So long we have got this false identification that I am enjoyer, that is Maya. We are not enjoyed. We are enjoyed. That is real philosophy. Therefore it is said, parasya pungsa. Predominated. We are not predominator. That is liberation. Everything is a prakriti. The jivas, they have been described as prakriti. Aparayam itasu vidhi me prakritiṃ para. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that these material elements, earth, water, air, fire, mind, intelligence, ego, they are bhinna me prakriti astadha. Prakriti. He is Purusha. Prakriti means female. So they are also or in energy. Energy. Just like here, try to understand. The karmis, unless they have got a wife, they cannot work. They are not very enthusiastic. Therefore, according to the karmis, when the boy is developed, immediately the parents get him a wife for him. Otherwise, he will be dull. He cannot work. Energy. Shakti. If one has got good wife, then he gets energy to work. Therefore, prakriti. This is called prakriti. Energy. Similarly, this is a fact. Krishna has got also energy, the original Purusha, Radharam, energy, prakriti. Krishna is engladded in the presence of Radharam. That is nature. Similarly, a man, he becomes energized if he has got a good wife or good mother. This is the history of the whole world. Any great man in this world, you will find that behind him, he has got a good wife or good mother. Prakriti, energy. That energizes. In our country, we have seen many persons, just like Sar Gurudas Banerjee, Ishachandra Vidyasagar, they had very good mothers, and they became very great men. Similarly, we saw one English man, Lord Wellington. He had a very intelligent wife, and he became a great man. So, this prakriti is energy. By the energy of one woman, one becomes very great. That is the material arrangement. Not only material, in the spiritual world also, the same thing. Just like Krishna is energized in the presence of Radhana. In the presence of Radhana. Krishna is called Madan Mohan. And Radharani is called Madan Mohan Mohini. So the law is the same. But here in this material world, everything is parvata. Parvata. Therefore, we do not get the real energy. There is frustration, there is confusion. So we have come to the real platform. diseased person. A diseased person, there are nice eatable things, enjoyable things, but he cannot eat, he cannot taste it. Diseased person, liver function is not working, therefore he cannot taste it. So this spiritual life means to come to the original position, where everything will be tasty. Everything will be tasty. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Alladini Shakti Rasma Ekatmanavapi Dehavi Daugatavuto. Then we can understand what is spiritual life, what is spiritual love. So the material things cannot help us. That is the statement of Naradhanaya Bhavanti Parasya Pumsa. Parasya Pumsa, not this material person, Parasya Pumsa. He is transcendental Purusha, not Purusha like us. Today, this life I have got a dress of a Purusha, or next life I can get a dress of a female. Because here all are living entities, they are Prakriti actually. They are Prakriti, but they are falsely dressed as Purusha. Falsely dressed. Jiva Bhuta Mahava. They are superior energy, superior prakriti, but they are not Purusha. So the Mayavadi theory that by salvation means he becomes one with the Supreme. One with the Supreme, how it is possible? The Supreme is Purusha and I am Prakriti. There must be difference between Purusha and Prakriti. The Prakriti cannot, a female cannot artificially become a male. That is not possible. And because we are trying artificially to become the supreme male, therefore, that is Maya. That is Maya. Maya means which is not fact. Maya. It is false. So falsely we are trying to be Purusha, enjoy. This whole world is struggling to become Purusha, enjoy, everyone, nationwide, society, quite. They are trying to be Purusha. So, therefore, these material qualities will not help us to approach the Supreme Bhakti. How? Bhaktya tutosa Bhagavan Gajajutapaya. Gajajutapaya, the Gajendra, he was in danger, but although it was animal, but by simple devotional service, he satisfied the Supreme Lord and he was saved. Then another thing is, then we should not think that opposite, as it is said, dhana, jana, dhanabhi jana rupa tapasuta. Now, Prahlad Maharaj said that material wealth is not sufficient qualification to become a devotee, to approach the Lord. Does it mean if we become poor, then we can approach the Supreme Personality Godhead? No. That is also not a qualification. In material sense, this dhana riches, it is relative. A poor man has got, say, 10 rupees, he is thinking, oh, I am very rich. And a rich man, to our consideration, another man, he has got 10 lakhs of rupees, he is thinking, I am poor man, because I have no 10 crores of it. So it is not the money which makes one rich, because it is a status, a mental concoction. The poor man, he gets 1 paise, 2 paise, sometimes he gets 10 rupees, he thinks I am a very rich man. And another man, he earns 1 lakh, 2 lakh at a time. So unless he comes to 10 crores of rupees, he does not think himself a rich man. So which one is rich and money, which one is poor? It is very difficult to assert. So the fact is that bhakti does not depend on such poverty or richness. That is to be understood. It is not that the poverty-stricken man will be a great devotee. No. That is also not a qualification, and it is also not a qualification that a very rich man can become devotee. No. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu suggests, not in the suggestion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is in the Srimad Bhagavatam, sthane sthita sutigataṁ tanuvāṁ manovi. Sthane sthita. You remain in your place. It doesn't matter. In your consideration, whether you are rich or poor, it doesn't matter. You remain in your position. Sthane sthita sutigataṁ. You simply give your oral reception. What is that oral reception? Sanmukhuritāṁ bhavadīyavārtāṁ. Sanmukhuritāṁ, those who are devotees, from their mouth you try to understand the glories of the Lord. This is the first class qualification. Not that to become rich or poor. Richness or poverty is no hampering, because spiritual life is so great, so sublime, that it is apratihata, apratihata, ahituki, apratihata. No material thing can check your spiritual progress. The only qualification you require, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted when he was talking with Ramananda Rao, he was prescribing one after another different process, karma, jnana, yoga, dhanamistha, bhakti, so many things. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was denying one after another. Yoha vajja age kava. This is not. This is external. He began from the varnasam dharma, because that is the beginning of civilization. Varnasama charvata purusena parapuma. Vishnu aradhati pungsa. Nannat tattu sukar. Because unless one comes to the institute of varnasam dharma, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas, Grihastha, they are not considered as civilized. So, he began from this, Ramananda Raya. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yo vajja age kahava. This is external. If you know something more, you can explain. Then, he recommended karma tyag. That is also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yo vajja. It is external. In this way, when Ramananda quoted one verse from Brahma's prayer in the Srimad Bhagavatam, jnane prayasam mudapasa namanta eva, jivanti sanmukhuritang bhavadiyo vata. Jnane prayasam. Brahma recommended that one should not endeavor by his individual effort to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One's business should be that he may not change his position. Means he may remain a grihastha, he may remain a brahmin or a sudra or a sannyasi, it doesn't matter. In whatever position he is all right. The only business is that you should not be proud of mental speculation. You have to give up this practice of mental speculation, but you try to understand the Supreme Lord by hearing from a realized soul. Sanamukhritāṁ bhavadīya vārtāṁ. Then the result will be gradually, although the Supreme Lord is never conquerable, still he will be conquered. Ajito bhi jito pasi. Ajito. Nobody can conquer. But simply by hearing about him, you go on hearing about him, one day you will find that the Supreme Lord has been conquered by you. You have become victorious. That means conquered means you have understood the whole science of Krishna, whole spiritual science. This is recommended by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this Krishna consciousness movement follows this principle. We are trying to give opportunity, every man, to hear about Krishna. There is no need of practicing in the beginning. If you can practice, it is all right. But there is no need. Simply, you hear about Krishna. The Bhagavad Gita, to hear about Krishna means Bhagavad Gita is spoken by Krishna. You can hear. The Srimad Bhagavatam, you can hear. And you remain in your position. You don't want to disturb your position. Whatever you are, you remain. But you hear about Krishna. Then gradually, Krishna will be conquered by you. Ajita, although Krishna. So, these things, people think that these riches or yogic power or bodily strength or influence, these are qualifications. They are not actually qualifications, neither they are disqualifications. Provided. But the difficulty is, one who is rich, one is very powerful, one who is very influential, he thinks, what shall I do by hearing about Krishna? I have got everything, I am so powerful, I am so rich. That is the disqualification. If he simply agrees to hear about Krishna, then it is all right. According to Goswamis, we don't say that riches, wealth is a disqualification, but it must be engaged in the service of the Lord. Nirvande Krishna Sambande Jukta Vairagya Muchyate. Just like Ramananda Rai, he was a very rich man, he was governor, but he always engaged himself in Krishna's service. He was one of the most confidential servant and devotee of Lord Chaitanya. So the conclusion is that richness or aristocracy, they are not qualification and they are not disqualification also, provided we agree to hear about Krishna from the right source. This is the conclusion. Then he says, Viprad Disaraguna Jutad Aravinda Nava Padaravinda Vimukhata Sapachang Barishtam. Viprad, Brahmin. Disaraguna. Brahmin, not by birth, but with quality. Guna Karma Vibhagas. That is Shastra. Shastra means, Lord Krishna says, Chatubannang Maya system guna karma vibhag. A Brahmin or a Kshatriya or a Vaishya or a Shudra or a Brahmachari or a Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi, they are divided according to the quality. According to the quality. Never says Janma, quality. So here also it is said, Viprat Disharaguna Juta. Di means double, twice. And Shara means six. That means 12. 12 kinds of qualities a Brahmin makes. The 12 kinds of qualities also mentioned here. Evaṁ bhaktaiva kevalaya harestosa sambhavati tukta idaniṁ bhaktiṁ vinā nānāt kinti tosa tavheti vipraditi purvaktaṁ dhanādaya je dishat dādasa gura guna stoi jukta vipradapi sapacaṁ varishtam manne. The inne brahme, unless one is qualified by the 12 prescribed qualities in the Shastra, he cannot be accepted. He cannot be accepted as Brahmin. Now Siddhar Swami says that even though one is qualified with all those good qualities which indicates that one is Brahmin, Prahlad Maharaj also says that Viprad Disharaguna Juta, even though he is qualified, but he is not a devotee. Generally, those who are very highly qualified Brahmin, they are very proud and they do not become a devotee. Generally, I am a devotee, this is for poor man, this is for the those who are not highly educated, for them, they are chanting, dancing, they criticize like that. But actually that is not the fact. Jiva Goswami was the most learned scholar. Rupa Goswami was most learned scholars. All the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, the most learned scholars. His one description of the Bhagavad Gita. What is that slogan? Atmaramashtamana. He explained in 64 ways to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was very proud of his knowledge. He was a great scholar, Brihaspati. He is considered to be incarnation of Brihaspati, the learned scholar of him. When he argued with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about Vedanta Sutra, he was defeated. Then he became his disciple. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had talks with Prakashananda Saraswati, another Mayavadi sannyasi scholar. So he also explained Vedanta Sutra. So it is not that these devotional line, disciplic succession, they are necessarily very poor in knowledge. They are full in knowledge. One may not be personally very learned, but because we follow the disciplic succession, the conclusion given by the learned scholars, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, therefore we follow the conclusion that we are also learned. Because we do not follow any other path. We follow Mahajana Jinagatasapanta, we follow Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami. Therefore we are called Rupanuga Vaishnava. Vaishnava who are followers strictly. My Guru Maharaj is described Rupanuga Viruddha Aposiddhanta Dhantaharini. Rupanuga Viruddha. There are certain principles given by Srila Rupa Goswami, just like Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He is giving the definition of bhakti. Anna vilasita sunnam jnana karmadana abritam anukullena krishnana silanam bhakti ruttama. He is giving. This is bhakti. Anna vilasita sunnam without any material desires. Material desires, bhakti, that is not Shuddha bhakti. So these are the direction of the Goswami. Nartandas Thakur says that Eichhaya Gosai Jar Tarmui Das. I am servant of such person who follows strictly the principles of Goswamis. So the Goswamis have given their principles, especially for general public in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. We have translated this book into Nectar of Devotion. So, our business is, everything is there, we have to follow. And my Guru Maharaj is described as Rupanuga Viruddha Aposiddhanta Dhantahari. He was strictly to follow the Rupanuga principle. Srila Rupa Goswami directs in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, so somewhere or other engages people in Krishna consciousness. Jinu tino prakarena mana Krishna nivesaya sarve vidhi nishedhasu rita riva kinkara. Just like in Europe and America, some of our friends criticize that Swami Maharaj, he's not doing this, not doing that. We are doing everything. Our main business is just to induce them to Krishna consciousness. That is the secret. You have to induce them. Then, even there is some discrepancies in the rules and regulations, it does not matter. Rupa Goswami says, sarve vidhi nishedha su ritaya reva kinkara. First of all, He must be Krishna conscious, somewhere. We must find out. It can be changed according to country, climate, and circumstances. But the result, we have to see by the result, whether one has become Krishna conscious. That is one. That is one. Then we say that this is the rule. You don't do this. We don't do this. In the beginning, we had many difficulties because their behavior, their culture, everything just opposite. Just opposite. How you can expect everything to the right point? That is not possible. So we have to find out means how he becomes Krishna conscious. That is my first business. So that is the secret. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami follows strictly the Rupa Goswami. It's like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami introduced that a sannyasi should go for begging alms and motor car. You see? And motor car. They should live in palatial buildings. Now, if in this age, if we follow that Rupanagara, Srila Rupa Goswami used to live underneath a tree, and if we say, now we shall also imitate, just like there are many Babajis in Vrindavan. They are imitating a small loin cloth, but doing all nonsense. Imitation is not required. Real thing is required. What is the purpose of Goswami? This is jino jino prakarena manakrishna. Somehow or other, first of all, engage him in Krishna. So that is my Guru Maharaj's gift. He first of all started that there is no need of going to Vrindavan and imitate the Goswami. Live in big, big cities, in big, big palatial houses, but preach Krishna consciousness. People may understand, give chance to the people how they will understand Krishna consciousness. He opened many centers. Similarly, in big, big cities, so we are doing that. Because we are following strictly the principles of Rupa Goswami, Rupanuga, therefore it is somehow or other coming out very successful. The Krishna consciousness movement should be pushed according to the Rupanuga principle. So here it is said, Manne. Here it says, Viprad Disharaguna Jutad Aravinda Nava Padaravinda Vimukhat Sapachang Varishtam. Prahlad Maharaj recommended. Sapachang, sa means dog. Dog, pachati, those who eat dog's flesh, they are considered very low born. There are different kinds of flesh eaters. In the Ayurveda Shastra, they are called those who are eating in the flesh of dog, they are called sapachang. Those are eating the flesh of cow, they are gokhada, mangshada. These are so many. But Manusanghita, it is said that if one eats the flesh of cow, he is called gokhada. If one eats the flesh of dog, he is called sapacha. If one eats the flesh of this, he is then given description. But one who eats fish, he eats all the fleshes. Masada sarva mangsada. If anyone eats fish, he eats all kinds of fleshes.
Fish,
yes. Fish is abominable, according to Manusanghita. Masada sarvam mangsada tasmat masa vivarjaya. Therefore, even you can eat the flesh of cow, but don't eat fish. That is the stricture in the Manusanghita. If you are eating dog's flesh, then you are sinful in the matter of dog's flesh. But if you eat fish, then you become sinful of eating all kinds of flesh. Matsyada sarvamangsada. These are the strictures. Of course, we have nothing to do with these dog eaters or fish eaters or cow flesh eaters. We are concerned with Krishna prasada. We are interested in eating Krishna's prasada. If Krishna says, they give me dog or give me cow flesh, we shall give and eat. But not before that. So we have no quarrel with these fish eaters or cow. We are concerned. Krishna says, patram pusmam phalam toyam jumi bhakta prajachit. Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. If he likes, he can eat everything. Because when Yashoda, my suspected that Krishna has eaten earth, and the boys, his playmates, were accusing him, Mother Yashoda, your son has eaten earth. And Krishna denied, no, Mother, I have not eaten. She did not believe. All right, open your mouth, I want to see. So when Krishna opened his mouth, he saw all the universes with him. So therefore, what is the question of this place or that place? Everything is there. The Krishna, because he is all-powerful, if he likes, he can, but he does not. He does not. So he says, patram pushpam phalam tuyam jumi bhakta prajichat. Krishna is giving. Krishna is all-powerful, he can do everything. He has no restriction. If he is restricted, then he is not God. He can do anything. But he does not do so, because he is teaching us. You cannot say that Krishna can eat, therefore he can give everything. No. Krishna says, patram pusram phalam toya. You can give vegetable, flowers, grains, meat, and we take that. So we have no quarrel in that. So sapacha means the dog eaters. The dog eaters, they are considered to be the most abominable. The dog eaters are there. Still, we have received report from our Hong Kong center that there is regular dog eaters. And I am going there in Hong Kong. But we are not concerned with the dog eaters. But here, Prahlad Maharaj said, dog eaters were there dealing from millions of years ago. All kinds of people are there. Always. It is not that now somebody has developed. No. Everything is perpetually existing. We don't believe in Darwin's theory, evolution. Everything is here. But sometimes the dog eaters are very less, and sometimes the dog eaters are very great. Sometimes the cow eaters are very great, and sometimes, but everything is there. First class, second class, third class men, Asur and Devata, they are all existing, always existing. Otherwise, how Prahlad Maharaj mentioned, Sapacha Barishta. Sapacha means dog eaters. Then during his time, millions and millions of years ago, there were dog eaters. Otherwise, how he says? So, all classes of men are existing always. And everyone has got chance to become a devotee. Otherwise, how Prahlad Maharaj says, sapachang barishtam. The dog eater is better than the Brahmin with 12 qualifications. Vipra disaraguna jyutak. Vipra means real vipra, qualified, not the so-called birthright vipra. But he said, disara guna juta. A Brahmin who is actually qualified with the 12 gunas. These gunas are mentioned here, Siddhartha Swami. he says, dharmasya sattancha, damastapascha, masajjam, hirhi sitikha anusuva, jagasta dhanancha dhriti sutancha vritani vaida dasa brahmanas. He is quoting from Shastra. This is Brahminical 12 qualification. What is that? He must be religious, he must be truthful, he must be controlling the senses, he must be controlling the mind, he should not be envious, he must be very intelligent, he must be very tolerant, titikha, anuswa, he is not envious. Jagastha, he must engage himself always in sacrificing. Jagastha, danancha, he must be charitable. And dhriti, he must be very powerful. Memory he must have. And then sutastha, very learned scholar. Sutancha, vritani, he must be with, endowed with vows. I must do it, vritani. Dadasa, brahmana, these are the 12 qualities of brahmana. So here Prashnanand Maharaj says, vipra disaraguna juta. That Brahmin who is qualified with these 12 kinds of high qualities. This is Juta. But if he is not a devotee, or even the Nama, or Nama Bhimukhat, he does not like to accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead as worshipable. Such better than this kind of Brahmin is a Sapacha Bodhisattva. Why? The reason is given there. That Padarvinda Vimukha Sapachang Varishtang Manne Tadapita Mano Bachane Hitartha Pranang Punati Sapulang Natu Bhuriman. This Sapacha, if he becomes a devotee, he is qualified to deliver his whole family. But not the Brahmin who is so proud, he cannot deliver himself, what to speak of his family. But he is proud with this qualification. But a Vaishnava, just like it was in case of Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj did not ask anything for his personal benefit, but he was so kind, he asked some benediction from the Lord for his father. This is Vaishnava. He was so much tortured by his father, and still he remembered that after all he is my father. So I pray something for my father. He did not ask anything for himself. He prayed at last, my dear Lord, my father was a great offender at your lotus feet. If you will kindly excuse him. Nrisimhadev said, my dear Prahlad, not only your father's father, his father, all are delivered. Because you are in the family. So that is the quality of a devotee. He can deliver all the members of the family. Sakulang. Sakulang means with all the members. Pranang punati sakulang natu bhurimana. And the proud Brahmin, who is qualified with all these qualities, he cannot deliver himself. But a sapacha, a dog eater, if he is a devotee, he can deliver all his family. These are the Vaishnava qualifications. So if one becomes Vaishnava in a family, he is giving the best service to the family. Unfortunately, if somebody comes within our society, the father and mother become disturbed. Oh, he is going to be a Vaishnava. Let him become an Naxalite, that's all right. But why he should become a Vaishnava? Immediately disturbed. We have not experienced, you see. So, but he does not know that any boy who becomes a Vaishnava, who is strictly following the Vaishnava principle, he is giving the best service to his family. Here Prahlad Maharaj said, and he is confirmed by Lord Vishwanatha. So these are the advantage of becoming Krishna conscious and Vaishnava. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended that we may remain in different position of social and other status of life. But if we give our submissive oral reception to the teachings of Krishna, Krishna Katha, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, then our life is success. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Come to the Varnashram Dharma system that he cannot be considered civilized. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I am not Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ordinary person is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is liberated. He is talking from the liberated platform. But not everyone is on the standard of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, first of all, one has to come to the standard of Varnasram Dharma. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's position can be obtained by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by the Sankirtan movement. He is giving that. That means we have to come to that position when we don't identify with this body. This Varnasrama Dharma is identification with this body. I am a Brahmin. What does it mean? This is bodily qualification. But I have got little more knowledge than others. I know what is Brahma. But still, I am not a Vaishnava. Unless I become a Vaishnava, I come to the position of a Brahmin, and then I engage himself in the Brahmin service. That is Vaishnava. That is required. Simply, but in order to raise oneself to the highest standard of life, these principles of Varnasrama Dharma should be followed. You cannot become MA without becoming a student in the school and college. But if there is any special service, just like Dr. Rabindranath Tagore, he was given doctor title from the Oxford University.